Chair. Mr. Chair, once again, Russian Federation is misleading us and misinforming the international community with regard to events in and around Ukraine. I would like to reiterate, there is an aggression by the Russian Federation against my country, a hybrid war waged against Ukraine. Russia's aggression is very well documented by satellite imagery, by reputable international organizations, including OSCE, United Nations, as well as international NGOs, including Amnesty International. Actually, this aggression is the main reason of the dire humanitarian situation in the south of my country, the root cause of forced displacement. Russia is fueling sophisticated weapons, munitions, and mercenaries to the southeast of Ukraine, supporting and training illegal armed terrorist groups, the factor which significantly destabilizes the situation on the ground. In such conditions, what improvement of the humanitarian situation can we speak about? There is a direct linkage between Russian aggression and the number of Ukrainian IDPs and migrants. Because of Russia's continuing disruptive actions against Ukraine, the number of persons forced to leave their homes is steadily growing. As I mentioned earlier, the number of IDPs now has reached 1.7 million people. Today, earlier, I heard in this room some positive assessment of the Russian role with regard to the Ukrainian refugees. I would like to highlight that we are facing very cynical Russian behavior. On the one hand, it provoked and keeps fueling the conflict in the southeast of my country. And on the other hand, it speaks about receiving the refugees very skillfully, manipulating here with their numbers. From this point of view, Russia deserves not gratitude, but blaming. And with regards to Crimea, where there was not a referendum, but a traitorous scenario performed by the self-proclaimed and lawful authorities at the gunpoint of Russian servicemen that ended up with illegal occupation of the Russian peninsula by the Russian Federation. The UN General Assembly Resolution 68/262 of March 27, 2014 clearly supports the sovereignty, political independence, unity and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders and calls upon all states, international organizations and